In the last 2 years, the price of mobile data in India has plummeted, and that's helped the texting service WhatsApp to become the country's most popular messaging platform.
It's hard to overstate how important WhatsApp is in India.
That's Vindu Goyal, a technology reporter for the New York Times.
Most people here don't use email, so WhatsApp is the main way they communicate online. Indians are particularly fond of forming message groups on WhatsApp. You can have up to 256 people, your closest friends, family, coworkers. There's a group for everything, and most people are in a bunch of groups.
But as Indians become more connected, Vindu Goyal says false information is spreading faster and having unintended consequences.
Just like we've seen in the United States and other countries on platforms like Facebook, false information, fake news, whatever you want to call it, is becoming more prevalent. What we've been seeing in India most recently is the spread of false rumors about child kidnappers. Some of the messages that are spreading include videos that claim to show the kidnappers actually kidnapping kids and captured on like closed circuit video. And so people have gotten a little panicked.
And Vindu, what have been the consequences of those rumors?
So lots of people are believing these messages. And what's happening is they are assuming that strangers who are wandering into their villages or their city neighborhoods are the kidnappers that they were warned about. In more than 20 instances in the last few months, mobs have attacked strangers believing they were there to kidnap their children.
How has law enforcement been fighting this? And what about what WhatsApp can or can't do to mitigate some of these messages from some of this content from being distributed?
The police have been trying to fight these rumors by going door to door, town to town, telling people not to believe them, using their own WhatsApp groups to try to spread the word. In most cases, it's been an uphill battle because these messages have spread faster. The central government, which you'd sort of hope would do a little bit more, so far hasn't done a whole lot. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi hasn't said anything publicly about these cases. His government has formed a committee to recommend solutions to Parliament after they were nudged by the Supreme Court of India to do something. And they're also pushing WhatsApp to do more to fight this.
I almost think like WhatsApp is in a situation like Facebook almost, right? With having to combat, quote unquote, fake news or fake content.
Yeah, WhatsApp is in a similar position to Facebook. There's a big difference between WhatsApp and Facebook, which is that it is a messaging service and the messages are encrypted end to end, which means WhatsApp can't see what's being posted, unlike Facebook, which can see what's being posted on Facebook. So it has been trying to find ways to deal with this that don't violate its commitment to user privacy.
Now, of course, shifting from the violence that a lot of Indians are facing today because of this, India is also holding general elections next year. And I'm wondering if there are concerns about spreading false information that could potentially affect those elections.
Yeah, it's a big problem in India. Political parties have been quite adept at sending out all kinds of false and misleading information that is forwarded from group to group to group without any trace of who originally created it. So WhatsApp has a team trying to deal with that. They're working with some authorities in India, but it's tricky because all of the authorities in India are members of parties that are engaging in these tactics. So it's sort of like asking the fox to guard the hen house.
Vindu Goyal is a reporter for the New York Times based in Mumbai, India. Vindu, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tanzina.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.